The National Football League begins its 82nd season today. But while the players take the field and coaches pace the sidelines, the NFL's referees will stay at home. A contract dispute has sidelined the men in stripes. They'll be replaced by officials selected from the college ranks and from second-tier leagues. Today's games also bring an end to a preseason marred by the highly publicized heatstroke death of Minnesota Vikings lineman Corey Stringer. Tim Green analyzes pro football for Fox Sports and for Weekend Edition. He says that while Stringer's death saddened players and coaches around the league, it didn't necessarily affect the way teams prepared for the season.
What probably happened was for a few days after the incident, coaches, players, trainers were on heightened alert for heat exhaustion, but then I'm sure everyone kind of slid right back into what they've always done. And look, what they've always done is push athletes really beyond human limits. Football, especially at the level of the National Football League, requires that players endure extreme situations that most people's bodies would tell them, you know, a little red light goes off. It's like the warning light on the dashboard of a car. And if you're a football player, you're taught to ignore that warning light. Gosh, I remember I had a football coach who used to say, you know, don't worry, you'll pass out before you die. And in most instances, that was true. Unfortunately, with some people and with Corey Stringer, he passed out and then he did die.
Let's talk a little bit about some other preseason.
Something happy.
Yeah, something happy. Something interesting, actually. HBO and NFL Films, they got their cameras inside the Baltimore Ravens camp, and they were, they were taping everything, cutting the players from the team and so forth. I mean, this has got to be a distraction. Why would they agree to this? Just publicity.
There's no question it was a distraction. And it's interesting because I actually had a chance to speak to the Baltimore's head coach, Brian Billick, before the season began, and he talked about this issue, and he said, you know, we were a team last year that no one paid a lot of attention to right up until the week of the Super Bowl, because no one thought they were going to make it to the Super Bowl. And he said, this year we're the reigning champions, and we are going to be under media scrutiny all season long, and I wanted my players to get a taste of it right from the beginning. I'm making it a challenge. I'm issuing a challenge to my players. Everyone's watching you. Everyone's listening to you. Deal with it because we want to go back to the Super Bowl again.
What changes do you expect folks watching TV when this NFL season starts? What do you expect them to see in the game this year? Replacement referees, for one, right?
Yeah, that's true. I don't think most people will really notice the difference with the replacement officials. Now, that's not to disparage the regular officials because they really are the best that there is. I think the replacement officials will do what the regular officials do. They'll call good games. They'll probably make mistakes from time to time.
There are new rules, right? I mean, a whole area to make mistakes.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's interesting, too. There's a new rule. It's an unsportsmanlike conduct rule. The use of baiting or taunting acts or words that engender ill will between teams. That's the 15-yard penalty. Now, that's, you know, the lawyer in me says, boy, that's a pretty broad statute there. There's a lot of room for interpretation. Mm-hmm. But what they don't want is one player tackling another one, getting in his face, using obscenities, challenging him in that way. They want to take the nastiness out of the game between plays. They still want guys to hit each other and have these great spectacular hits, and that's going to happen. I think fans turn in for the big hits and the great athleticism. I don't think fans really delight in watching two guys jaw at each other and gesticulate wildly or obscenely at each other. I don't think anyone wants to see that.
This won't cut down on the happy dance in the end zone, though, will it?
Yeah, the happy dances are going to be, scrutinized this year as they were last, and they are going to be fined. I don't know about you, but if I was going to lose $10,000 or $15,000 for the happy dance, I think I'd just hand the ball to the official and go back to the sideline.
Tim Green analyzes pro football for Fox Television and for Weekend Edition. He's also the author of the novel The Letter of the Law. He spoke to us from the studios of WAER in Syracuse, New York. Thanks a lot, Tim.
Thank you, Leanne.